Hello, gorgeous. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to Leading Her Way podcast, where we see the human, evolving, and resilient spirit in you. I am your host, Nikisha, and today we are wrapping up the service series. And this series meant a lot to me because I am a service lover. I truly, truly enjoy loving on people through service. And service comes in very different forms. So in the last episode, I spoke about exceptional services. And in speaking about that, it was how you serve in your business by filling the quiet spaces with small little emails or small little thank you pages or things where it can allow you to communicate your value in a tremendous way. And when you do this, people feel seen. They feel like they're not on the back burner. You know what I mean? When you're busy, they feel like you still see them and they're like, oh, this feels really nice to be seen, to be spoken to, even though it's not our time yet. So in this episode, what I want to speak about is how you can be of service even when you're networking. Think about it. There are moments you are, as a business owner, out in the world, meeting people, socializing, conversing. And even in that moment, you can be of service. And I know you're like, how? Because when you think about networking, sometimes we just think about going out and getting information in and getting what we need. And if you're always thinking about what you need, you're never in service. Never. Just make that clear. So when you go out to network, how can you think about it in a way of providing, giving value? And I really want to be honest with this one because when we go to networking events, it feels like there's some opportunity and there is. But the opportunity is how can I add value to whatever you're doing? So first and foremost, let's talk about networking. It's an opportunity to get to know what someone provides in their business so you can see if it matches you, if you can contribute in any way, or if you can connect them to someone who will work really well for them. And networking is one of the things I enjoy because I actually like people. I really do. I kind of love them, but let's use the word like, because people are amazing. The things that they come up with, the ideas that they have, the way they speak, the way they see the world, their story, their journey, all amazing. So when I network, it's an opportunity for me to get to know someone and be totally present, not thinking about my shopping list for groceries, not thinking about what I'm making like tomorrow's dinner, but being present. Present moments are the best moments. So at a network event, how do you provide a service? Let me give you a little bit of tidbits. Number one, listen. Listening is a service. It is an exceptional one too, because it takes a lot to learn how to listen. I usually like my listening skills because I can hear at times a story behind a story. And when I say that, it's not negative. Sometimes someone is speaking and they may use the word, I wish I knew someone who did this and that. And that I wish is the story behind the story. They're looking for something. Therefore, if I know of someone who they're looking for, I can connect them. There was a friend of mine who was speaking to me. He is an MC. And he was very interested in the basketball arena. He was talking about he wished he had the opportunities to be in that arena, to do events for that arena. And I'm like, I know someone who's an event planner, a phenomenal one, who also, based on me getting to know her, loves the basketball industry. And then I kind of mentioned to him, you know, would you like me to connect you to this person who is in that arena? He was like, I would love that. And in that moment, I reached out to the person, the event planner, and I said, are you open to me connecting you with creative partners? And she was like, she's always looking for creative partners. So a yes. And I did the introduction email. That's exceptional service. I do an introduction email. I just don't go, here's his name and email, reach out to him. Or I don't go, here's her name and email, reach out to her. I like connecting people. So I put both of them on an email and I do a warm introduction. And this allows them to get in contact. It doesn't leave anyone dangling and no one had to do the work to connect. Because sometimes some people don't want to do the work, meaning they can have just personalities that don't feel comfortable. So I make that connection. So being of service is listening. Listening for those tidbits of how can you help. The second way at a networking event you can be of service is through connections, through hearing someone's story, hearing what they offer, hearing what they do and going, you know who would be a great collaborator with you? This person. You know who really might find interest in what you do? That person. Are you open for me to connect you? Yes. And then you reach out to the person you want to connect it to. Hey, I just met this person who does this amazing thing. Are you interested in me connecting you? Because I think this will be so good. And they go, yes. And again, I make the connection. So much fun. This has nothing to do with me. All it has to do with is seeing the possibilities of two people joining each other in a conversation and knowing that there is something that can happen. That is what connection service is about. Now, we have one, listening, two, connection service, listening and connecting people. Three, it's about connecting. And it's still a service, but it's a connection between you and that potential person. So you're at a networking event, you're having conversations. And for me, say I'm speaking to a planner and they're chatting. And then they tell me a story about a person they worked with who was designing for them and how this person was good, but they ghosted them. The experience wasn't well. Communication wasn't well. Or this person doesn't offer this and they wish they had this so that they can keep all of this within house or offer it to clients. And I go, you know what? Are you open for a conversation? Because I think I have something that can help you. And they go, yes. And in the beginning there, I kind of may touch on it. And then they want more details. And I sometimes don't feel like giving details at an event where there's music, food, drinks is the best. That's where I take their business card. That's where I then go put them in my system and communicate with them and talk to them and schedule an appointment so I can learn what really are their pain points. And that's what networking is about. That moment is where you get to transfer value into their life. That's where you get to show up and provide a service that makes your life easier. Networking has really great opportunities in it. And networking, in my opinion, is a service. It's a service because it allows you to connect. It is a service that allows you to connect others, connect with someone who you can be of service to, and connect through listening. Sometimes all we need is a listening ear, and we don't need a response in regards to, I know how to solve your problem. Sometimes we just need to be an ear to be like, I get you. I hear you. I see you. Because as business owners on our journey, there are moments that literally knock us out because I have those moments. And sometimes you just need to say what you want to say and go, thank you for listening. Now I can go back into my valley and I'll be out soon. But I just needed a moment to express how I feel. And I feel like that person or this person or that thing or this thing. Sometimes we need a blaming moment. And then I usually come to my, you know, non-blaming moment and be like, it was me. How do I make this better? So that is what I feel about with connection service in networking. Listening, connecting others, and being of service to others through your connection with them. So in this episode, we are closing out a service series. And we're going to a series called Growth. And I wanted to kind of segue into that series here, that introduction, because think about it. When you're at a networking event and you're connecting people and you're listening and you are providing a service through your connection, that is a moment of growth. That is a moment where now the path that didn't exist, these two people meet and now a new path is being forged. And now let's see what that growth path looked like. Growing is something we do every day. We do it by 1%, we do it by 5%, we do it sometimes by 10%. And I think sometimes when I do it by 10%, it's one of those days that's really hard. And I say 10% because those hard days, I have to come up with solutions not to have another hard day like that. And sometimes we do come up with solutions, and sometimes it takes a while to come up with a solution. But that while is why it's a 10% day, because I believe sometimes just coming up with an idea is everything. Growth is that. It is ideas that come up for you. Some you entertain, some you don't entertain. And in business, we're always growing, even when we feel like we're stagnant, even when you feel like you're stagnant. Growth shows up in ways where you make a point of contact with something or someone new. That's growth. Sometimes growth looks like just going to a network event and having a friend with you, but just going to something that makes you so uncomfortable. Growth is even going by yourself and meeting at least one person that you did not know before you went to that networking event. Growth is when you have that email and someone's upset because something went wrong. And you're like, I don't ever want this to happen again. What can I do to prevent that? Growth is having a closing Zoom or phone call with your client and being open to feedback that doesn't stroke your ego. It's the opportunity where you say, if we could have done something different, what would that be? If you wanted a service and we didn't provide it, what would that be? That is an opportunity to grow. And I am in love with those opportunities, but it wasn't always that way. Growth for me at times was hard. There were moments where I would literally lay in my bed and not want to do work. There are moments when I go, how about I just close my business and go work at McDonald's and make money, pay my business bills, and just call it a day? That sounds really good because I could run a good system. Like, give me a system. I will run that system like there's no other. Every time someone dropped to one, I'll be like, ha, how are you? They would get tired of me. But I've come to realize those moments are my growth moments. Those are the moments where I go, this feels a little crappy and I don't like this feeling. So what am I going to do about this feeling? What am I going to do to ensure this feeling is not my normal feeling? What am I going to do to ensure that in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, I don't ever repeat this experience? The feeling might come around again, but the experience that created the feeling or the thought that I had that created this feeling, I want to work on that. I want to grow. I want to see a shift, a change. So, how are you willing to grow? What are you willing to do in your discomfort to change that scenario, to put something in place so that the next time that event occurs, you have a solution rather than a complaint? How do we grow in our business by doing things a little differently? I usually say this, and I think sometimes if someone who feels like they complain a lot will feel offended by it. But I usually say that complaining isn't the way, or if you are experiencing something more than once, I don't think it's ever the circumstance. I truly believe it's you. In other words, if I'm in my business and I keep getting overwhelmed when I have more than 5 clients, it's me. I didn't create something or put something in place to help with that overwhelmed feeling. There is something that triggers me after 5 clients that makes me feel like this is just too much. Having more than 5 clients isn't too much. It's perfect. It's growth. It's a lack of you putting a system in place. It's a lack of you putting things in place to help you offload those clients. That is what you're struggling with. And that's a choice you have to make. That is your growth choice opportunity that you are denying yourself. Listen, There are so many people in the world who are able to serve, that are able to give skills and talents in ways. I see it every day because I work with them. I speak to them. I communicate with them. Their possibilities are endless with what they have. And I have not met two people who are alike. As many people I speak to, I never go, you're like this person. I have never said that because in my opinion, they're never alike. And they do the same business. People, they do the same business. They're not alike. And even in noticing that, they all respond differently to growth through the pain, through the issues, through the complaining. And it all starts with them. It's not their business. It's not the people they work with. It's not their clients. It all starts with you. So growth comes from within. It's not an external problem. It's not an external advantage. Not external. It starts with you and how you see things and your opinion about things and how you feel either defeated or you feel like there's a possibility. I want you to know that growth is a gift that is available to you 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week. All you need to do is choose it. And the way that you choose it is not by condemning, complaining about a circumstance. Circumstances, aka things that happen to you externally, a word someone says, a phrase someone says, the amount of money you made, circumstances outside of your control will always exist. Your opinion, idea, and thoughts about them is the only thing that affects you and the only thing you control. Therefore, how will you grow through those ideas, opinions, and thoughts? How will you decide to view a circumstance in order for you to show up the best way you can? How will you grow through that circumstance? Listen, growth is everything. Growth is the thing that allows me to show up here every Tuesday, even days I don't want to show up. And I'm like, if I skip one, no one will notice. And how unfair would that be to the person who always shows up and listen? That would be me being selfish, in my opinion. That will be me not considering how much this podcast is helping someone do things in their weekly lives. And sometimes when I have that thought, no matter how I feel, I have to change my opinion or thought about doing or sitting and creating this beautiful podcast for you. I believe in growing. It is the one gift I was given from my God, my higher being. And in that moment, it's not always easy. It's not always comfortable, but it always brings a gift at the end. And that gift can be anything. It could be a new connection. It could be a new opportunity. And I truly, truly honor that with my heart, because to be of value to someone in any way is a gift. And it allows me to use the gift I was given, the gift of gab, the gift of value, the gift of teaching. And knowing that I have that gift, understanding it, because it wasn't a gift I knew I always had, and discovering it within this decade, and being able to share it and give it freely is a gift of growth for me. So, welcome to the Growth Series with the Leading Her Way podcast. I'm excited to see what this series brings for you and what it does in your life. Have an amazing day, and I will see or speak to you next week. Thank you. Hey, before you go, I got a golden opportunity for you. Yes, you. It's a chance that's too good to pass up, a chance to work with me one-on-one practically for free. Imagine waving a magic wand and saying goodbye to feeling completely overwhelmed, anxious, and all those feelings that keep you stuck from selling your services. You know that feeling where you can't make decisions, you're on the hamster wheel? I know, I was there. But what if I told you I can help you get rid of that feeling forever? Not only 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but forever. Yes, to the point where working on your newsletter, website, creating content feels like a breeze. This week, I only have 4 exclusive spots for a one-to-one opportunity with me. It's not a webinar. It's not a workshop. It's only you and me for 60 minutes, where I'll teach you my aha method to get rid of that overwhelmed feeling forever. Listen, don't walk, but run over to focus.nakeishaking.com. There, it's in the show notes. And grab one of my limited spots. It's limited and so many people keep asking for it, so it's going to be gone in a second. And remember, don't tell anyone about this great opportunity. It's just between you and me.